Hello and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Toldot. In the beginning of this week's Parsha, we hear and learn about how Yitzchak and Rivka had trouble having children. And the Torah tells us how Yitzchak and Rivka daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Rivka to be able to have children. And in fact, Hashem answers him, Vayeyater Lo, that Hashem does answer Yitzchak's tefillot. Vatahar Rivka Ishto. Beautiful, beautiful. Just what they wanted. They wanted to be able to continue Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Am Yisrael. The legacy of Avraham and Yitzchak will now continue. However, in the very next pasuk, the Torah tells us that the pregnancy was not as simple as it seemed, and they would have expected. It says the Torah in Perek Chafei Pasuk Chafbet, Vayitro Tzatzu Habonim Bekirba. The children were Vayitro Tzatzu. They were running. They were very jumpy, so to speak. That's Rashi's pshat. Rashi says that this we have to understand, as the Sita Chachamim explains. Every woman who is zocha to be pregnant at one time or another sometimes feels uneasy or uncomfortable. The baby kicks for one reason or another. But this, says Rashi again, with the Sitei Chachamim's explanation, the kicking here, so to speak, was stronger than usual, and she was upset. Vatomerim came lamazeh anochi. Vatelech lidrot et Hashem. She went out to seek, to ask Hashem, what's going to happen? And she actually went, according to the Breishit Rabbah, she went to the Beis Midrash of Shem Vaever. Okay. Anyway, Vayomer Hashem la, Hashem says to her, Shnei goyim bevitnech, u'shnei le'umim, mimeyach yiparedu, u'la'om il'om ye'ematz, v'rav yavod tzair. That's the nevuah, and that is the nevuah that she does not tell Yitzchak, according to the Ramban. This is the nevuah that she does not tell Yitzchak, and that causes some trouble later on when they get older, v'agdilu anerim. But let's go back for a second and try to understand this Vayitro tzatzu abanim bekirba. Rashi tells us, a pretty well-known Rashi, Rabotenu darshu lashon ritza kishaita overet al pitchei Torah shel shem va'ever Yaakov ratz umefarkes latzeit. Whenever she went past a Beit Midrash, the Beit Midrash of Shem va'ever, Yaakov wanted to get out. He kind of got very excited and flailed about to get out. But overet al pitchei avodah zara, Esav mefarkes latzeit. Esav, whenever she would pass by a Beit avodah zara, then he would be jumpy a little bit. Many, many questions on this Rashi, many, many questions on this Medrash. This is Breishit Rabbah in Parsha Samach Gimel that Rashi is based on. Very difficult questions. For example, one question comes from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadi Aleph and Mudbet. There was a story of Antoninus and Rebbe who had a question. Antoninus wanted to know when the Yetzer Hara of a person begins. And the Gemara concludes there that one's Yetzer Hara begins only after birth, and not in utero, not in the mother's womb. So how could there be a Yetzer Hara here? Many answers are given very quickly. I would just say, you may want to take a look at the Gur Aryeh, the Maharal's Perush on Rashi. It's quoted in the Sita Chachamim also. And the Maharal says that usually a person is good and has Yetzer HaTov is Sholet, but everybody has a Yetzer Hara that kind of wants to drag him or her away from the goodness. However, in Esav's case, that kind of Yetzer Hara is only created after one is born. However, in Esav's case, and in Yaakov's case, according to the Gur Aryeh, the Maharal, when we are dealing with one's nature, one's inherent God-given nature, then that begins at conception. As soon as the baby begins forming, that Yetzer, so to speak, is there. This is not a Yetzer Hara, so to speak. This is each one of them trying to go and return to their ultimate source. Yaakov was by definition good. Yaakov was by definition Torah. Yaakov was by definition clinging to Hashem. And so when he was able, he tried to get out, so to speak. It wasn't a Yetzer Hara or Yetzer HaTov working. It was him himself, so to speak, working. His very essence, his very nature of being. Esav Lahavdil was the opposite, according to the Gur Aryeh, that every single fiber of his being was towards Avodah Zarah. Not that he was good, but there was a Yetzer Hara there pulling him away. That would have happened after birth. And it did happen after birth. But this is him going back to his nature, so to speak. Anyway, be that as it may, And the Rivka goes to get counsel, to get advice, to get nevuah on what is happening. And the answer that is given is, as we read a moment ago, Shnei goyim bevitnechu, shnei leumim imech yiparedu, ulom milom ye'emat rav yavot tzair. And then the pasuk ends. And pasuk chavdalid, vayim le'u yameh laledet, and all of a sudden she has twins. But it's strange. Why did the nevuah that Shem Va'ever gave Rivka, Shnei Goyim Bevitnech, why did that calm her down? She still had these babies in her that wanted to run out. One wanted to run out to the Beit Knesset, Beit Midrash, and one wanted to run out to the Beit Avodah Zarah. Why did that change her? Why did that make her? Why did that appease her? Why did that make her feel better? So perhaps one can suggest the following idea, and I have to apologize because I did see this somewhere. It's not my own idea. And unfortunately, I was unable to locate where I heard it. My apologies. But I would love to hear if someone is listening and is able to correct me and elucidate this. Perhaps the pshat is as follows. Remember that we know the end of the story. We know that Shnei Goyim Bevitnech. We know Hinei Tomim Bevitna. We know that she has twins. But for a while, Rivka, I don't know how long, but for a while, Rivka did not know. Rivka did not know how many children she had. She had one child. And that is what scared her. How could I have one child who is poseach al shtei asipim? How is it possible that I have one child who vacillates so dramatically, who is so ambivalent about who he is and what he is and what he stands for? From her perspective, she has one child. And that one child wants to jump out when she passes a Beit Knesset. And that one child wants to jump out when she passes a Beit Avodah Zarah. And that bothered her tremendously. To have somebody who was so wishy-washy, someone who was so, like I said, so vacillating between ideas and convictions, basically had no convictions at all. That troubled her greatly. And all of a sudden she heard, Shnei goyim bevitnech, u'shnei le'umim mimeich yiparedu. There's two. One runs to the Beit Midrash, and one, Rachmana Litzlan, runs to Avodah Zarah. She's not happy. She wishes both were able to run to the Beit Midrash, but at least we don't have a vacillating child. We have two strongly convicted children. Children who are strongly focused on what they want and what they need. And that's what she understood. Now I can work with them. Now I can work with the Yaakov inside me and the Esav inside me. When they're born, I'm ready for it. When it was one child, I was nervous. A similar pshat, actually, on a different topic, was said by the Chazon Ish. It actually is related to Pesach. And Pesach, we say, Keneged Arba Banim Dibra Torah. There were four children, the languages talking to children that the Torah spoke about when it came to Yitziat Mitzrayim. And the way the Haggadah mentions it is Echad Chacham ve'echad Rasha ve'echad Tam ve'echad Sheino De'eli Shol. And everybody asks, and the Chazon Ish asks as well, the order is very, very odd. We have Echad Chacham, I understand. We've got, and especially since the order is not in the order of the Psukim. So Echad Chacham, one is the Chacham, of course he's going to go first, he's the Chacham. But the Rasha should go last. You should have Tam, you should have Sheino De'eli Shol, or maybe Ein De'eli Shol and then Tam, but Rasha should go last. Says the Chazon Ish, no, in this kind of list, when it comes to education, when it comes to inspiring our children, believe it or not, it's a very powerful word that we need to really digest and understand. But when it comes to children, believe it or not, a Rasha is easier to work with. A Rasha is easier to challenge. Says the Chazon Ish, at least he is passionate about something. He's passionate. He's alive. There's a fire there. There's a light on. The computer's working. Now I can work with him. Now I can channel him. Let's talk. Let's have a conversation. Let's have a fight. You can even hit his teeth out, so to speak, in the language of the Haggadah. But we're working. It's a Milchamta Shel Torah. Let's work. We're sweating. We're getting somewhere. Echad Tam, Ein De'eli Shol. They're okay. They're putty. A little of this. A little of that. Everything sounds good. Everything sounds right. Everything sounds wrong. You can't work with that. You can't work with that. We need conviction, strong conviction, and then we can fight. Open minds are able to be changed. When the mind is closed because there's no caring, no feeling, I seem to remember, and I don't have this quote in front of me, but I seem to remember a quote, and I apologize if I'm not quoting it exactly, that Rav Shlomo Karlbach, Zal, used to say the following line. He said that today, and he wrote this, I imagine, in the 70s or something like that, he said, you know, today we have Jews, for Jesus, Rachmana Litzlan, and we have Jews for this kind of movement, and Jews for this kind of movement. He says, but the hardest kind of Jews to work with are the Jews for nothing. There's actually a book that is written called Jews for Nothing. Meaning, I don't stand for anything. Everything's fine. Everything's good. I'm okay. You're okay. Everything's fine. No, that's exactly what Rivka was afraid of. And when she heard Shnei Goyim Bevitneich, now it makes sense. Now I understand. I'm not happy. I wish I had two Yaakovs, but at least if I have an Esav, I can channel that energy. Maybe it would be Zoche, all of us, obviously, to have the correct energy, but strong convictions in our belief in Hashem, all the way deep down to our core, being part of our nature, that we want to be the Daveik Barakarosh Baruch Hu, Emitz Hashem, as we go through this parsha the entire year and all of our lives. Everybody have, Bezat Hashem, a Shabbat Shalom.